Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. What teen isn't embarrassed by their parents? As we hear in this Stoop story, for C.E. Snow, her mother's intense celebrity obsession was particularly mortifying.
So I'm here to talk about my mother. So it's like free therapy for me that you guys paid for. So thank you. Thank you. I had an embarrassing mother. There's no way around this. I grew up in a suburb of Houston, Texas called the Woodlands. And just to give you some context of how proper the Woodlands, Texas is, everyone's an oil executive, and it's this place Sarah Palin likes to go to make strong statements from the Chick-fil-A. So you gotta toe the line. So it's about 1986, 1987, and my evangelical conspiracy theorist dad is serving in Berlin with the United States Army, flying helicopters. And my mother, who immigrated to the U.S. from Tegucigalpa, Honduras, which I never have said right, I'm not sure it exists, it's the capital of Honduras, is home alone with me, her precocious little girl that wants to be an astronaut, because I go to Sally K. Ride Elementary School, and it's the 80s, and this is when women are becoming astronauts, and they have shoulder pads and white tennis shoes, and they're just manning up. But my mother's embarrassing, and she wants to be American, and she got a Madonna album called True Blue, and she would just vacuum to the True Blue record while I'd sit on the bottom of the steps playing with my Legos, and I could hear her voice going, Papa, don't preach. I'm in trouble deep. Papa, don't preach. And I'm just like, oh, why can't you be like Angela's mom? They go to jazzercise. They, like, groom horses at Brownie Scouts. They drive a minivan. Like, why can't you be normal? And the singing goes on and on. And, you know, here's the thing. When you do embarrassing things, we all know that you do embarrassing things in your room. Like, I had a whole dance routine to Tiffany, I Think We're Alone Now, which, as the title indicates, I'm alone, so I'm going to do a dance routine in my room where no one can see me or hear me. But my mother is just putting it in front of my face. So I keep playing with the Legos. And then finally she comes up to me, because here's a teachable moment, and I'm like, oh, God, like, what wisdom do you have to impart to me? She's like, Catalin, we got to talk. And that is her accent, to a T, and she still has it to this day. Her voiceover career hasn't really gone so well for insurance commercials, but anyways. She's like, you know, Madonna is Catholic, and you know, Catholicism is really hard, it's very constricting, and I understand how she feiles because, well, my name is Lourdes, and her name is Madonna, and we both have great hair, and, you know, I'm thinking about dropping my last name. And I'm like, okay. You know, if I just really immerse myself in my Lego castle, you know, maybe it'll stop. But second teachable moment. And you know, Madonna's in a little bit of trouble with the Pope and Pepsi, because whenever you try to say anything in this world, people keep you down. So we're going to drink Coke from now on, because they are not stopping Madonna. Okay. So the week rolls on, and you know, my dad's just been gone like a while, and my mom calls me into the living room, and she's like, Catalin, we have to talk. A really bad thing has happened. And I'm like, oh my God, my dad's wrecked a helicopter, or is she about to explain to me why new wave punks are jumping over the Berlin Wall and spray painting it? Like, what's going on? And she's like, Madonna did an interview tonight. And she says something really bad. They asked her why she wears a crucifix. And she said because she liked a half-naked man hanging around her neck. And so again, my thoughts turn to Angela's house. Are they baking brownies? Are they going to soccer together? Maybe they're watching sports like normal people, but we're having moments about Madonna. So one day I come home from school, and there's this dark, ominous cloud sitting over the apartment. I used to take the bus and come back from the bus. Usually my mom is waiting there with a half-burned plate of Totino's pizza rolls, but not today. It's a different kind of smoke cloud, and I can't find her. I go further and further into the house, and she's there with a can of Aquanet and platinum blonde hair. And it's very teased. And you know what? I'd like to say my family were not natural blondes. And growing up in East Texas, I did have a blonde hair moment that I don't want to revisit. It didn't really work out for me, my features. But my mother had done her hair like Madonna, and it was the wrong kind of blonde, the wrong kind of teasing, and it was not going to fly at the PTA. Furthermore, she had a corset and lace gloves, side belt, spandex, pumps. She was going out tonight because Annette down the street just got divorced. And we're going to Annette's house, and I get to play with her son, Daniel, and we're going to have Tammy, the babysitter, with the banana yellow eyeshadow that's like up to here and the Bananarama t-shirt. And we get to stay up late and watch MTV because tonight is the world premiere of George Harrison's I've Got My Mind Set on You, the worst song ever written. But I still remember it. And I'm bored out of my mind, but because it's the 80s, babysitter Tammy decides to tell me about something called Desperately Seeking Susan. And there's Madonna again. And I'm like, why is Madonna looking for my aunt? She's just a secretary at Chocolaca Railroading in Alabama. What does Madonna need Aunt Susan for? I go to sleep. Things start to change. My mom starts to go out more. Madonna starts to happen more. I end up moving in with my dad, because you can see the course of this, but the problem is at my dad's house, there's no Madonna. There's just this Columbia house bill for bands like The Carpenters and Bread. And he's telling me about the time he snuck out to listen to The Doors in southern Alabama. But I have to tell you, I was recently looking for old vinyl in Ellicott City. You guys just have dungeons and dungeons of vinyl because this is an old part of the United States. And I found Material Girl on a single. And I went home and I made sure nobody was around, especially not my daughter, because I am not an embarrassing mother. I put on Material Girl and I danced so hard in my living room alone, where nobody had to see me or hear me, because that's what you do as a parent. Seen, not heard, actually never seen. Just hide. Do your kids a favor and hide.
That's C.E. Snow, explaining how it feels when your mom is a material girl. You can find this story and others at stoopstorytelling.com. We've got that link at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. I'm Sheila Cast. Glad you've been with us on the record. Hope your weekend is great.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.